Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Colorado's Supreme Court is ruling that former President Trump should not be allowed on that state's election ballot next year. The court issued the ruling Tuesday on grounds involving Trump's role in the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots. The decision overturns a previous ruling by a lower court, and this marks the first instance where a state court has agreed that Trump, the leading contender for the Republican presidential nomination, should be disqualified from appearing on state ballots due to a U.S. constitutional provision. The court cites the 14th Amendment, prohibiting individuals involved in, quote, insurrection from holding federal office. The Biden administration is not pleased with a new Texas illegal immigration law.
The governor of Texas is facing criticism from the White House for signing a bill that criminalizes illegal immigration at the state level.
Look, this is an extreme law that will not and does not make the communities in Texas safer.
Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre said the Justice Department is in the process of deciding whether to file a lawsuit against Texas. This development occurs amid a surge of migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border.
Correspondent John Schaefer reporting. Google has agreed to pay $700 million to states and consumers in an antitrust settlement. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says Google violated federal and state antitrust laws with anti-competitive behavior.
That includes preventing other app stores from being preloaded on Android devices. That means buying off companies who may have launched rival app stores to Google Play Store.
California was among all 50 states. The District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands that joined the settlement. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Over the next 2 weeks, airports are expected to be very busy due to the holiday season. The TSA foresees a 6% rise in air travel at airports nationwide during the 3 busiest days of the season. These peak travel days are expected to be Thursday, Friday, and New Year's Day. At the same time, the Biden administration's promising to hold airlines accountable for any delays and cancellations as the holiday travel season ramps up. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said,
"We may see some bad weather impacting travel around Christmas and New Year's. FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility."
Buttigieg called on airlines to take care of their passengers. There's a new COVID-19 variant raising eyebrows at the CDC and impacting more families this season. It's called JN1 and is expected to become the dominant COVID strain within a week. New polling finds that a significant majority of American voters are against President Biden's response to the Israel-Hamas war. A New York Times Siena poll shows 57% disapprove of Biden's Israel policy. But those who disapprove were also divided. About a third said the U.S. is too supportive of Israel, while just under a third said the U.S. is too supportive of Palestinians. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. What's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Merry Christmas to you. Bill Martinez here, and we got James Hurston, New York Times best-selling author, and, of course, everything else that rolls into one, of course, top-notch musician and everything, who would know this for sure, the best-selling Christmas song of all time, Mr. James. Do you remember that?
White Christmas. Yes, I do.
Wow.
Written by Irving Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
Back in like the 1930s when that was written. So this is the most popular Christmas song, and it's actually written by a Jewish composer.
Don't you love it?
I love it.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's a wonderful, you know, Christmas music is just one of the greatest treasures of America. And everyone from all faiths and from all over the world have always admired our Christmas songs, our traditions, and the incredible, beautiful virtues that people seek at Christmas. So
exactly.
And so I even like, you know, White Christmas is considered a secular Christmas song. But I my favorite Christmas songs are the ones that have the spiritual content about the real meaning of Christmas, the Savior of the world being born. However, I like them all. I like the sleigh bells. I like, you know, every single Christmas song. I like It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year when Andy Williams
sings
that. It's a beautiful feeling.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, White Christmas, not only the best-selling Christmas song, but the best-selling single of all time. And the first, how about the first Christmas song?
The very first Christmas song? That's a toughie.
I just gave you a hint. I just gave you a hint what it was. Nat King Cole.
Oh, well, that was not the, you mean the very first hit? Is that what you're saying?
No, according to the people that monitor this, and I was kind of surprised too. I didn't realize it was the first, but they say it was the first Christmas song.
The Christmas song by Mel Torme, is that what you're saying?
Well, he wrote it, but I guess maybe it was the first one that was, I don't know, produced, whatever.
It must have been the first major hit from a Christmas song or something like that, but yeah, it's a beautiful song. Mel Torme did a great job, and I love playing that song. It's yeah, it's a great one. It's a jazz influence. Mel Torme was the Golden Fog. And
exactly.
That song has a jazz kind of feel. So, you know, when you hear Count Basie play it, Frank Sinatra singing it, it swings. So it's a beautiful, it's lovely.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I'm like you. I mean, I'm more Renaissance. I guess I like the traditions, the new stuff. Hip hop Christmas stuff, it just doesn't feel the same. But like you said, you know, it's a wonderful time of year. Some of these, they come screaming through you. The Christmas song from Nat King Cole, and you know, and of course, White Christmas. You can immediately, it puts a smile on your face, you know, and you just go, wow, this is, you know, just a great time of year, isn't it?
Well, I'm kind of surprised because since maybe it's cold outside. was banned a couple of years ago because somebody said it was like from the Me Too movement, it was demeaning to women. I'm surprised White Christmas still survives. Hasn't been banned by, you know, CRT. But thankfully, it's still around.
Yeah, I mean, somehow they haven't thrown a race card on it or something because it's White Christmas, and, you know, I don't know. The culture has gotten so silly, James, that all you can do is just look at it, and it's like we've all become the Babylon Bee. Because you just...
No, it is.
You know?
It's true. It's of course. You know, we... I mean, no one would expect that around Christmas we'd have a scandal where a congressional aide, a Senate aide, would be filming porn in a Senate hearing room, and then, of course, claiming the victim card when caught. You know, we have things happening that are definitely Babylon Bee material. One of them,
he probably thought he was sounding an alarm or something or whatever. He was going to open a door, some kind of.
Oh, that's right. He thought that for national security reasons, everyone had to disrobe. they'll come up with something like that for sure. But a Babylon Bee moment happened in Syracuse, New York. Mm-hmm. And because it happened to a comedian, you know, the grievance mob just moves from one subject to the next. And so they get their memos and they get their money and they go out and protest. So, if it's not protesting some current event, claiming racism, now they're protesting and claiming oppression. And they've all become all these young white neoliberals, college students and college dropouts and basically Antifa types are out on the street protesting Israel protesting and calling for a ceasefire. And so a bunch of them showed up in front of a theater in downtown Syracuse because who was going to appear at the theater but Jerry Seinfeld doing a comedy act, and they claimed that Jerry Seinfeld, they were chanting the word genocide out in front of a Seinfeld comedy act. And also this said, I mean, I wrote a piece on it. I said, it's like a Seinfeld episode because it really
exactly.
is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so, but the amazing thing about it is that they're conflating things. You know, like, first of all, ever since October 7th, it was like October 8th that the squad and the far left started screaming, we must have a ceasefire.
Yeah.
Right after the barbarous attacks. And I'm a Christian person. I believe what the Lord said, blessed are the peacemakers. Mm-hmm. I think we should always do our best to seek peace, and a ceasefire is in the toolbox to get peace, but you have no right to negotiate peace when you're holding a couple hundred hostages. They took hostages. Mm-hmm. You can't have a ceasefire when somebody's holding hostages. And so this is why they had this pause and some of the hostages were released, and they're trying to have some breakthroughs. But the fact of the matter is, Bill Maher pointed this out, and it's pretty hard to refute him. On one side, their position is, you know, they want to sit down at the negotiation table and say that their position is that the other side shouldn't exist. But that's kind of, it's pretty hard to find common ground.
Right, exactly.
Someone who says, you can't exist. So,
yeah. Well, in any case, Golda Meir said it quite plainly, James, and that is that if the Palestinians dropped their weapons, there could be peace. If Israel drops their weapons, it's suicide for Israel. They're dead. They're gone. They'll be destroyed. So, this idea, what they're trying to do is, you know, try to blind people's eyes to the reality of the evil that was demonstrated on October the 7th. It was absolutely sheer evil. Got to go to break. We'll talk more on the other side. More from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The U.S. State Department recently reported that it can be difficult to determine whether incidents of violence in Cameroon are motivated by religion. Yet reports reveal that radicals often infiltrate church services and desecrate the building, even kidnapping numerous religious leaders and dozens of seminary students. It's clear that people in this region are desperate for the love of Christ, but with so much turmoil threatening their well-being, they often don't know where to turn. The Tide Ministry has been working in the region for the last year and has seen amazing progress. Christians afraid of persecution are able to find comfort in the daily broadcasts, while those looking to hear the good news for the first time have easy access to the gospel in their local language. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Back with you, America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with James Hurston, New York Times best-selling author and legal analyst, continues. James, we were saying, the people that are taking a stance and trying to get Israel to stop, I got to imagine if it was their sons or daughters that were so brutally murdered and abused and raped and whose sisters or, some dear relative was dragged down the streets of Gaza naked And, you know, and I posed the question last week, James. I said, when I look at the video, I don't see one Palestinian trying to stop it. I see them all cheering it on. So it really tells you about these people that just how dangerous and evil they are, because not only is that a witness against them, but the fact that the other neighboring Arab nations want nothing to do with them. Egypt has set up a fence. Nope, you ain't coming here. Saudi Arabia, nope, you ain't coming there. Even the West Bank is careful. I mean, they don't even want them there. I mean, these people carry with them such a dysfunction that I think it's impossible to have any kind of level of cohabitation with them.
Well, that act on October 7th was a military attack. We were talking about armed young men from the air and the land and the sea attacking military style, killing, and then, of course, torturing and raping and degrading the bodies and all that. But they did not attack military targets.
Right.
They attacked innocent civilians. That violates all the norms of international law, and it has to be universally condemned.
Exactly.
And the lack of
look at the UN. Look at the UN. The UN is saying nothing about it. And the other thing too, James, what happened is you had, not only did you have military types going and doing it, but you also see in the video where you had non-combatants of Palestinians who crossed the open fence. They went in and joined in with the perpetrators.
Oh yeah. But, you know, for example, when I mentioned Seinfeld, this has divided the Hollywood community out here on the left coast, mm-hmm. because there's a whole bunch of celebrities who refused to condemn. And there were organizations that refused to condemn October 7th. And so there were a lot of celebrities, and I have to say they're very mindless. Like Antifa celebrities, they came out and said, we got to have a ceasefire right away, and refused to condemn October 7th. Whereas Seinfeld and this gal that plays Wonder Woman, whose name is Gal, she and a bunch of others took a stand on the other side and wrote letters and said, you know, the Writers Guild of America is one of the organizations that refused to condemn the October 7th attack. Now, you can seek peace. You can care about Palestinian plight. But yet, you can condemn a barbarous terrorist attack. And that, mm-hmm. so these people are illegitimate. The people that stood in front of Jerry Seinfeld Theater are illegitimate. And by the way, Seinfeld happens to be an American. He happens to be a comedian, and yes, he happens to be Jewish. And it appears as though these people targeted him. They're conflating somebody's identity as a Jewish person as someone that is an oppressor. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, when they conflate like that, that's why there are charges of anti-Semitism.
Exactly.
And so, in any case, you know, even one of the great members of Congress, Representative Byron Donalds, the amazing African-American congressman from Florida, he jumped on social media from your state. And he said, you know, he pointed out that he kept saying over and over again, Jerry Seinfeld is an iconic American comedian. And he put it in caps.
Exactly.
He's a comedian.
Yeah.
I remember a scene in Seinfeld. Elaine is exasperated with Jerry, and she says, why are you always so jokey? And he answers, I'm a comedian. But you know, it's kind of like somebody, you wanted Seinfeld's mom to show up from the show to these protesters and say, how could you not like Jerry? How wouldn't like Jerry? And that's where the line.
Everybody loves Jerry. Right.
Everybody loves. It's impossible not to like Jerry, his mother said. So,
right.
Anyway, I just think it's illustrative of what you talked about, that we have so many news stories that sound like they came from the Babylon Bee. That means we're living in a surreal time,
really,
which
is
kind of scary. It's kind of scary.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that, you know, here, again, to your point earlier, is that listen, watch how the Palestinians treat their women, right? They abuse them 3 ways to Sunday. And you got women here, you know, saying that the Palestinians are victims, you know, regardless of what are happening to, you know, their fellow genders, you know, which is amazing. And then I get the biggest kick. You talk about the Babylon Bee material here, is you got gays for Palestine. It's like, hello? What? Do you realize what they do with gays? They launch you guys off buildings, okay?
That's what one of the cartoonists had, that there was a Gays for Palestine meeting up and it points an arrow, it says up on the roof, you know, to go, take the elevator up to the roof, there's a Gays for Palestine meeting. This, of course, is in the Middle East. But, it's ludicrous. It's crazy. But the problem is that it, just like brainwashed drones, mm-hmm. you know, it's like they made a flag. They made an amalgam flag combining the LGBTQ flag with the Palestinian flag. And so these people just are clueless.
Well, but you may have hit on something. See, we have job reassignment and location to the Gaza. We're going to send the drag queen story hour queens. We're going to send them over there. Okay, to educate their kids, because they got to balance off the wackiness. I mean, you've seen the books that they're using. Did you see the books that they're using to teach these kids about Jewish history and everything?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And I think if we send some
drag queens read those books to the kids. Yeah, you know, if they throw gay men typically in these countries, but especially in Gaza, they throw them off the rooftops. One wonders what they would do with a drag queen story hour person, you know. But certainly they would not survive in that culture. And
they might put them in a museum just to show how debased and how crazy people can become. You know,
they would.
Maybe it's a point of reference or something. I don't know.
Sure, like the Mullah's Wax Museum.
Yeah,
that's what it would be.
Mullah's Wax Museum. Oh gosh, James, we're going to get in trouble. Oh my goodness. At some point we have to have enough of the insanity that we just say no more. And it's like, you know, Jerry's a comedian. You know, you're a legal analyst. I'm a radio show host. We're Americans, okay? We're Americans that refuse to empty out our brains and decide that common sense no longer exists. Okay, and the Ten Commandments. Right.
We draw. You know, isn't it weird? And I don't have the answer for this, but we see constant videos. We see the military action happening in Gaza. We see the IDF. We never see any videos or any shots of military conflict in Ukraine.
James Herson, as always, I appreciate you, my friend. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll catch up, in 2024. I promise, okay?
Absolutely. No more in 2024.
Hey, you. The one on the couch you just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
USA News Update. The prospects of a new deal on foreign aid and border security coming together on Capitol Hill before Christmas appear unlikely. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer acknowledged progress in negotiations, but refrained from confirming whether a vote would take place this week. On the other hand, Senator John Thune, the chamber's second-ranking Republican, asserted that a deal would not be reached until January. The United Nations Security Council has postponed a vote addressing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
Initially scheduled for Tuesday, the council had convened to vote on a resolution urging an immediate ceasefire and an escalation of humanitarian aid in the region. However, following intense negotiations, the vote has been rescheduled for Wednesday. The United States has consistently opposed similar resolutions in the past. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We have Stephen M.R. Covey on with us right now to talk about his new book, Trust and Inspire. But before we do, because I know for those of us who have followed the Coveys, starting out with his father, Stephen, was it Stephen M. Covey? Was that his middle initial?
It was that. Stephen R. Covey.
Oh, yes. Stephen R. Covey. That was your dad. And I can't even tell you how many tapes and books and that I was exposed to. And then I think maybe a year or so ago, we talked with Sean. Sean is your brother. And yes. And you're the real special one of the family because you got two middle initials. You have M and R. And I was saying before we came on is that every one of you are best-selling authors. If you're going to be in the Covey family, you got to be a best-selling author or you're out of the parade, right?
Yeah, you don't get to show up for Sunday dinner without the foot.
Yeah.
I think we're all standing in the shadow of what our dad did, and so his name, when you say Stephen Covey, that's all you need to say because his name in The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People is so well known.
Right, exactly. Well, but Stephen, you stay in the shadow, but what an honored legacy. I mean, the shadow that he cast and what he, in a sense, set you, the trajectory that he set you on. I mean, you grew up in this environment. The seven effective, characteristics,
habits,
seven habits of effective people. I mean, you grew up with this doctrine.
I did. Yeah, it was right. We saw it right in our home. I we like to say as us kids that we were the first audience for Seven Habits.
Right.
Because he would test his ideas with us in the home. And with us as kids, and that's where some of these great stories that he tells in Seven Habits of green and clean, teaching his young son how to take care of the yard and understanding the importance of delegating and prioritizing. These kind of stories happened in the house, in the home first, and then yes. and then in business.
Well, you know, in contrast, to bring it into the current cultural context of what we're dealing with right now, we're seeing indoctrination pieces in the Middle East of young Arab children, what they're indoctrinated with. Wow, if they could replace those comic books and those indoctrinations with what your dad wrote, what a different world for the Arab nation, for the world at large, it could possibly be.
Right, because if you can start with principles that are universal, you know, they're foundational, they're basic, they apply to any culture, anywhere in the world, because they are principles, that is what's needed. That's where you draw a great power and understanding. And so even the principle of fairness, the principle of abundance, the principle of understanding another is so critical. And we need that today. And you're right. These foundational principles are around character.
Yes.
That are so important for people. And so that's the exciting thing, is that we are doing some work with my father's work on seven habits that are actually embedded into some schools around the world, some 50 mm-hmm. countries now, and trying to just say, what if we could teach young children
exactly.
principles of effectiveness at a young age? What a difference that would make in their lives, and it is.
Well, and I got to tell you, Stephen, you know, like right now there's, because of COVID and everything and what's happened in our country and how much time the kids have lost because of the lockdowns and everything that went down. This is just my humble opinion. If we took those kids through a rapid boot camp course of the seven effective habits of effective people, we would more than make up for that lost time and what we would do in the development of their character and catapulting them into their next level of education and awareness.
I love it, and I agree with you. It would be a huge jump start because it's so, again, so foundational that will accelerate all the other learning that they need to do and want to do. But you start
exactly.
with a base, mm-hmm. like a tree. And,
right.
and, you know, you need the roots and the trunk of the tree to be strong in order to have the great branches and fruits, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And,
exactly.
and so you always got to go back to the roots. And seven habits of highly effective people is based upon principles that are foundational.
Exactly.
The personal effectiveness and the interpersonal effectiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you focus on yourself first and becoming proactive and beginning with the end in mind and putting first things first. Then that's the private victory. You know, you become independent. But independent is better than dependence.
Right.
But it's still not the ultimate value because we got to work together.
Right.
We live in a world of people, and so we want to become interdependent. And then mm-hmm. that's where the idea of thinking win-win, seeking first to understand, then to be understood, and then synergizing together. That helps a person go from dependence from independence to interdependence.
Right.
And then the last habit is habit seven, which is sharpen the saw, which is to renew the other six and to
exactly.
renew yourself so that we're always mm-hmm. fresh and relevant. You know, and if we could do that at every level, including with young children, then our ability to learn from the rest of life goes up because
yeah.
now we have a learning mindset, a growth mindset.
Yeah, you know,
it becomes pervasive.
Yeah, you've got that foundation. Like to me, I looked at it, Stephen, like it's like software in the computer. You know, every once in a while, you got to update your software,
yeah.
and you got to kind of clean out everything, get all those viruses and everything
yep.
out. And I looked at it this way: that probably the first 8 years of education of these kids, there's probably things they missed along the way. But what I appreciate, what your dad and what your family has done, you know, with this concept, is that it helps to relay, like you say, that foundation to where now you've got fertile ground that can absorb these educational points that are so valuable that now when having laid that foundation, you imagine this, you lay the foundation on and now this young boy or young girl goes in as a freshman in high school and they are on all cylinders. I mean, they are going to take off and be so much more successful because, as you said, and I agree with you 100%, the foundation is solid. And I believe that in laying the foundation, we can more than make up for lost time that some educators want to say that we lost as a result of COVID. But I believe there's an answer. And I think you've hit on something here. I think that this is something that, you know, governors of states, you know, should embrace. I've talked to Lieutenant Governor Winston Sears about it. I've talked to the governor of Kentucky about this as well, and Oklahoma. And I just think it's, you know, this could be the right basis because, you know, I told him, I said, I've got an idea and it's kind of a concept. I don't have the curriculum, but I think the curriculum, once you have the ideas, you know, settled and everything, the curriculum will come. Does that make sense?
Makes complete sense. And I agree 100%.
So tell tell Sean in his spare time, he needs to go work on that.
I will, because Sean oversees all our education work in for schools.
Yes.
And we are doing this. You know, we are now in The Leader in Me, which is really bringing Seven Habits principles into schools, is now in some 6,000 schools in 50 countries. And I think in the United States we have over 3,000, maybe close to 4,000. And so,
How come we're not hearing about that, Stephen?
We should be hearing about it.
Exactly.
It should be talked about. Now, we have over 100,000 schools in this country, so it's still a small percentage. But these schools are, the data is overwhelming. How well they're performing, how well the kids are performing and doing. And these are not all, you know, schools that are in a great privileged position. Many of these are underprivileged, in difficult circumstances, and these principles are like powerful mm-hmm. concepts to these young kids of what it does for their life. They have a whole new vision.
Oh, it's life changing for them. I got to imagine. Yeah, I'll tell you what. We got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up on the other side real quick. More from Stephen M. R. Covey after this.
Did you know cooking nuisance alarms are the top reason for disabling smoke alarms? Introducing First Alert Precision Detection Alarms. Updated to the newest industry standards, these alarms feature new precision detection smoke alarm technology to help better distinguish cooking smoke and steam from a fire emergency. First Alert Precision Detection Alarms also provide early warning in the event a fire breaks out. Materials in today's homes burn hotter and faster, allowing less time to escape, which means every second counts. Current smoke alarms will continue to provide protection until they reach their end of life. But alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced at least every 10 years. If it is time to replace your alarms or if you want to upgrade to the latest technology, visit firstalert.com or your local Lowe's store to help protect what matters most. Sponsored by First Alert.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and More. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Stephen M. R. Covey about his new book. He's a New York Times best-selling author. His new book, Trust and Inspire. And he's also, of course, the best-selling author of Speed of Trust, which is, you know, foundational to all this. Because as you've been able to, you know, work on these effective habits, and as they've been evolving, and you see what's going on, you realize that an important covenant that's lacking, or a component that's lacking in today's business world, is the idea of trust, right?
Completely, absolutely, and it is completely lacking in society. We're living in increasingly in a low trust world where. But trust has gone down in so many institutions, and yes, in business, but also in government and in media and everywhere. And so we've got to counteract it. And you can't just say they have trust. You have to both earn it and give it. We have to earn it by demonstrating our character and our competence. We have to be trustworthy to have trust. But I've also learned this, and this is interesting, as I've worked with leaders everywhere, Bill. Sometimes in organizations, you could have trustworthy people working together and yet no trust between them, even though they might both be trustworthy if neither person is willing to extend trust to the other, to give it. So in addition to being trustworthy, as leaders, we also need to be trusting.
Exactly.
And we're willing to give that trust, to extend that trust. And the combination of being both trustworthy, where you earn trust, and trusting, where you give trust, is what's going to produce greater trust in a relationship or on a team or in a company. And that's the idea. And we really need this today because it's increasingly a low-trust world, and that tends to perpetuate itself unless you take steps to counteract it.
Well, you inspire and leverage the asset, don't you? And
totally.
And then for each individual employee or participant in that environment, it heightened productivity. They're happier than they've ever been. And for those people who have experienced a trust and inspire environment where you have that exchange and that vulnerability, it is an awesome force, isn't it?
It's an awesome force. And you're exactly right, Bill. They are happier, their well-being is higher, their energy, their joy, and they're also far more productive. So it works for both fronts. In other words, the business does better, the organization does better, they produce better outcomes, and the data on this is overwhelming. That high-trust organizations outperform low-trust organizations by about three times in different measures. But also, and I love that you brought this up, the people are happier.
Exactly.
There's more energy.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
more,
the reason,
you know, more exciting.
Yeah. The reason I could bring that up, Stephen, is I got to tell you, I was blessed to lead an organization in L.A. radio that allowed me this opportunity to build an organization like what you're talking about. And you're exactly right. You know, 5 years, I tell people, we had five winning seasons. We were double-digit increases every year, and the basis of it was that we had to establish a complementary environment. And as I told them, I said, look, you're all big boys and girls, okay? You're not fooling anybody. Everybody knows your weaknesses and everybody knows your strengths, okay? The challenge is we got to be humble enough to be vulnerable enough with one another to where we can help one another and come alongside.
Yes.
And the result, Stephen, is exactly as you said. It was inspirational. The trust that we had in that core group of 12 marketing professionals was awesome. And we set records. And the thing is, it's so amazing is that, you know, is that what you got to have a level of maturity and understanding of what this means. Because if you don't understand trust, being trustworthy, and understanding how that can build inspiration and how that crosses over where it enlarges the capital asset of the organization, if you don't have the eyes to see it, you'll never get it. And you'll miss out. But you'll always be behind those people and those organizations that have the capacity to embrace this concept. Does that make sense?
Totally. I completely agree. It's a huge advantage.
Yes.
For any organization. They're going to be more creative, more innovative, more collaborative. Their people will be more engaged. But they'll also, they'll move faster, less cost. You know, there's a performance multiplier that's profound.
Exactly.
And especially on what you're able to do collaboratively and creatively and with innovation. When you bring these differences together, I love how you put it, as a complementary team.
Exactly.
You complement each other, and so you elevate, you know, caring and collaborating above competing. In the,
exactly.
You know, some workplaces are just cutthroat, and you want to compete in the marketplace. Yes, that's good, but you want to collaborate and care in the workplace with each other and build complementary teams, like you described. Mm. That's just different in kind. And when you know people today, especially people, don't want to be managed. But people do want to be led, and they want to be trusted, and they want to be inspired. And when they are, they'll stay, and they'll give you their best, and they will unleash the best in them. And when they're not, when they don't feel trusted or inspired, people today have so many choices and options. They're going to go find a place elsewhere where they are.
Without a doubt.
You'll lose the talent.
Yeah,
especially the
exactly.
best talent. The best performance in particular really thrive on trust.
Mm-hmm. No, without a doubt, and that's and again, that's the potential that is available there, which is win-win for everybody. I mean, you know, and part of what drove me in understanding this concept was I was looking at a U.S. labor study, Stephen, and it said that less than 10% of the U.S. labor force in America today was fulfilled. So you're thinking nine out of 10 people aren't very happy at work. And that was the other thing that came out, too, that was a lot of people were unhappy. They were unfulfilled.
Yeah.
And I used to think that that was the highest calling, is that you could be fulfilled. And that's what I drove the organization on, was that we were going to strive so that, you know, people on our team were fulfilled. And it was amazing, because as I went through this, in fact, I even was an adjunct professor at a school in Southern California. And I would teach on this idea and these principles that led to fulfillment. Now, you got to imagine this. I'm in the middle of this presentation, right? And I've done this thing so many times. And I'm getting ready. I've come to the climax, and I'm talking, okay, here it is. The best thing you can have, you know, is, you know, to be fulfilled. And it was all of a sudden I felt like God was saying, oh, I got something better for you. I mean, just like that, like we're talking. And it was a download of it wasn't about fulfillment. Ultimately, it was about liberty. So what it is that freedom is the highest calling you can have. If you can be in an environment where you're free to be all that you can be, it sounds like a military advertisement, but if you've got that, you know, where your giftings and talents can be fully exercised and realized and developed, poof, wow, what a force, right?
What a force. And that's exactly right. That's what I call it a trust and inspire culture does.
Yes.
That where you're trusted, you're inspired. Where everyone feels ignited, the fire within has been ignited and lit. And everyone's been doing well. And like you did, you set records, you set your team.
Yes.
And what you're able to achieve because people are operating on really all eight cylinders. And,
right.
And so many times people are, you know, operating on just one or two cylinders, but they got eight possible. They have so much more to give, but we're not tapping into it. We're not leading in the right way. We're too much managing and doing command
exactly.
and control and trying to control people versus unleashing them, freeing them, to your point, giving them opportunities, trusting them, and then inspiring along the way with our own example and modeling. You know, that will inspire people. And when you trust people, that inspires them. And then when you care about them, you know, caring inspires people. And then connect them to purpose and the meaning and the contribution so that they're, you know, they see that the work that they do matters. It makes a difference. There's significance.
Mm-hmm.
That will lead to fulfillment. And that, you know, and then, you know, and that will also lead to contribution, making a difference in the world.
Well, and that's what we want. We want to, at the end of the day, feel like we've been productive. We've earned our pay, and we're an asset to the organization. You know, I think one of the best compliments that my boss ever gave me was he said, Bill, your people will go through a cement wall for you, won't they? And I said, and you know why? And he goes, why? He says, because they know I will.
Well, yep. See, that's modeling. You model, you go first. You would do it. You're not asking of others, but you're not doing yourself.
Exactly.
And when you lead that way, that's what a trust-inspired leader does. They model, and that is, they model the behavior they would like to see. They model the values. They go first. You know, they're the ones that would demonstrate respect when you want more respect. They're the ones that show empathy when you need more empathy. They go first. We model. We trust people. So the modeling is being trustworthy, but we also need to be trusting of people so that we give them opportunities. Mm-hmm. Free them up, unleash them, and then we inspire others by connecting with people through caring and belonging, and then connecting people to purpose and to meaning and to contribution. That inspires. And we can do those three things. We can model, we can trust, we can inspire. And that's what I mean by being a trust and inspire leader. They model, they trust, they inspire, and that brings out the best in everyone.
Stephen M. R. Covey has been our guest, best-selling author of The Speed of Trust, How Truly Great Leaders Unleash Greatness in Others, Trust and Inspire. Stephen, you're an inspiration. Thank you so much. You've been awesome. I'm so grateful that you've come on the show to talk about this book, for people to get to know you more. And how can they be in touch? Because I know you're speaking all over the place, and, they might want to connect with you and have you come and speak to their organization.
Yes. Yeah. Go to trustandinspire.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.